I don't even know why we have presidential debates. Nobody's changing their mind. It's so silly. I'm watching last night and I'm thinking, nobody's changing their mind on this thing. If you like one guy, you'll vote for him. If you like the lady, you'll vote for her.
No one's changing their mind. You're probably right about that. But there are probably some undecided voters out there.
I don't know how you could be undecided with these two. I mean, at this point, Ken Bone knows who he's voting for. I'd vote for Ken Bone and Anderson Cooper on the ticket. I would vote for Ken Bone for president and Anderson Cooper.
Isn't it strange, though, to sit there and see that these are the two people that America have?
First of all, I'm done hearing about Syria.
Yeah.
Enough on Syria. Secondly, the tax thing with Trump is he took a legal tax write-off that every rich guy in America would do. Mm-hmm. Enough. Don't worry about it. He's not going to prison. If he was in prison for it, he took a legal write-off. That's our system. Get a better accountant, and you'll be able to do that. That's what rich people do. They spend an hour on it. Let it go. There's stuff in America that people need help. Help them. So, listen, the media obviously has their biases. I think the media wants Charlie Strong to be successful at Texas. But Jim Harbaugh won 78-0 this weekend. Okay, Chris Peterson's got it rolling at Washington. Urban Meyer didn't lose a game for 2 years. It doesn't take 3 years at a school like Texas. The Big 12 is not nearly as good as the Pac-12. It's not nearly as good as the SEC. And frankly, it's not nearly as good as the Big 10 anymore. Nebraska's out. Missouri's out. Those are bowl teams. Texas A&M's out. So three really quality programs, Nebraska, Missouri, and Texas A&M, are out of the conference now, and Baylor's a grease fire. You can't be 13-17 after 3 years at Texas. Well, the cupboard was dry. Well, guess what? Chris Peterson went to Washington. They don't have nearly the historic relevance of Texas. Third year in, they're 6-0 with 5 blowouts. They're destroying Oregon by 50 at Oregon. It doesn't take this long. The Big 12's cruddy. Look what Harbaugh's done. I looked it up this morning. Harbaugh's coached at Michigan, and he hasn't been coaching for very long, right? He just got to Michigan. But Jim Harbaugh's been at Michigan now. We're not even halfway through his second year at Michigan. He's already got 11 blowout wins. It's not that you have to win. You should not only be winning, you should be blowing people out. Texas is defensively terrible. They've given up 45 points 4 times. That's the most in the country. So I think what's happening with Charlie Strong is the media's narrative is we like Charlie and we're rooting for him. That's okay, but we got to be honest here. 6-7, 5-7, 2-3. 13-7 at Texas. Yeah, the cupboard didn't have much in it, but I got news for you. Jim Tressel was an overrated recruiter. Luke Fickell went 6-7. Urban took it over. Didn't lose a game for 2 years, and mostly destroyed everybody in the Big Ten. So it's not even that. It's like even when Texas wins, the games are shootouts. There's no separation right now, Texas and Texas Tech. Are you telling me Charlie got there and they had less talented players than Texas Tech? I like the guy. We've had him on the show, but you got to be better than that. College football has four. Oh, I was listening to Clay Travis this morning talk about this. You know, these athletic directors, they spend money for this lounge and this waterfall and this juice bar. It's like, go spend a ton of money and get a head coach. I mean, it's amazing. These schools, they hire coordinators, guys that are 40 years old. Oregon's done this. Oregon, Phil Knight is going to give $1 billion to Oregon Athletics. A billion. And the one sport that makes money is football, and they pay their football coach $3 million. Go spend $8 million. And hire Sean Payton or Gruden. I mean, go spend huge money. If you're going to give $1 billion to a university and you're Phil Knight in Oregon, why are you going cheap on the coach? Like, what's the point? I mean, it's because Oregon thought, well, it's just the system. It's just the brand. We can control Mark Helfrich. You're a disaster 3 years later. If you don't think coaching matters, Oregon, Washington, those scores were reversed 3 years ago. That's the difference between Peterson and Sark and Chip and Helfrich. No excuses. Oregon's defense in the last couple of years is atrocious. It is awful. Their recruiting has gone down. Don't tell me about how good their good young quarterback is. Oregon's not the same program. They don't look like the same program. Why go cheap on the head football coach? And the other thing is, when you get the right guy, you know it pretty soon. It doesn't take forever. I mean, good God, Harbaugh, 11 blowouts in a year and a half. Michigan's not just winning, they're caving people in. Did you see the box score on that Rutgers game? I got it here somewhere. That was the goofiest box score. Michigan had 23 first downs. Rutgers had 2. Michigan had 600 total yards. Rutgers had 39. That's what you do at a traditional power when you get the right coach and you play a dog. You beat them 65-6. Even when Texas wins now, it's close. Where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. Next.